Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Apparently today is National Hoagie Day.
Oh, okay.
They're encroaching on the Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, they don't make Mexican hoagies.
No, they don't, but a hoagie sounds great.
Although,
well, you could invent one now.
That sounds like something a chain restaurant could do.
Hey, the Mexican hoagie.
Bell will come up with a Mexican hoagie for Cinco de Mayo.
That's like a sex act. I never gave her the Mexican hoagie last night. Yeah. And then I had to comfort her because she thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah, that's one of those unspeakable sex acts.
Yeah, there's something going up there that you don't know. Yeah. Exactly.
Get that finger all up in there.
Exactly.
Have you seen Anderson Cooper on Jeopardy yet? Apparently, he's got the lowest rating so far.
Stop watching. I think people are just tired of people watching it. They're tired of it.
I think he is a victim of that.
I totally think he is, because he's fine.
They all do fine. Who's the guy now? 60 Minutes guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
forget his name.
I'm not caught up yet. I'm still in the Anderson Cooper. Oh, and the guy flashing the racist sign. You were absolutely right. He held up one finger after he won the first time, two after he won the second time, three after he won the third time. And then he lost, so we won't get to see him flash up four.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, but he held up the wrong three.
Yeah, he did.
He should have gone index, middle, ring.
That's the way I do them. Yeah.
Instead of...
Yeah, but I'm doing it. I don't do the way it's
people need to check context.
Right. No, they don't.
They see one image.
No, they need to just freak out.
He might have been a racist. You don't know.
No.
Yeah, afterwards, the thing he said afterwards was, just perfect. If you really aren't a racist, that's what you say. You know, what the guy said. Oh, geez, I'm so sorry. You know, sorry.
But, like, you're right, Puss. I do it with the other three fingers. I'm saying one, two, three. It's those three.
Yeah. I've seen weirdos that do thumb, index, middle.
No, they should be shot.
For three.
They should be shot.
When they hold up three.
It's difficult to do three the way you usually do, the way he was holding it up, because he was holding it against himself.
Oh, she won. No, I got it. No.
Yeah, he was holding against his chest.
Geek gang signs, basically. What up?
sort of like that.
So in the future, if you got to do three.
I'm not watching it.
Shocker. Do the shocker.
Oh, you could do that too.
Yep.
That configuration.
Yeah.
That's three. That's two in the pink.
Although
one
that could
in the
be
stank.
That could be mistaken for something. Well, it could be mistaken for the shocker.
Two in the pink, one in the stink. Right.
Yeah. That's a whole different controversy.
Right, it is. Two in the pink, one in the stink. Thanks, Alex. I stopped watching Jeopardy when Alex died.
Arizona State has co-opted that now. It's the fork. But no, it's the shocker.
Yeah.
Get your own hand symbol.
Have they?
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed.
Looks like a fork.
I know, but they totally ripped it off from Wichita State.
Yeah, the fork should be just three fingers like that. Yeah. That looks like a fork.
Well, then that looks like a racist sign.
Oh, no. That's the right
Even
three.
Better.
No, that's the right three. That's the right three.
Oh, okay.
The racist sign is the
index
the
middle
three.
Index middle ring three.
Yeah, that's not the racist three.
You could hold it up like that. I'll talk to Sun Devil Nation.
How about don't brag about winning, you dumbass geek.
So can you not do the okay sign for anything?
Yeah, but okay, that's, you know what?
No, the okay sign.
Are you pissed off the okay sign's going away?
But
I'm not either, okay? So
I don't want to throw it up by accident.
Races have took it over, so don't even do the okay sign.
Yeah, I think it's...
I never did that anyway.
Yeah.
It's to the point where they own it, and that's not a hill I'm going to die on.
And we all know they own it, so let them have it.
Yeah. They kind of took it over.
That way we know you're racist.
I still want to, be at Village Inn and have everybody think I'm a Nazi if I want some more coffee,
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Well, it's a point.
Nazi
in 24.
I am annoyed. I'm not arguing
Nazis?
Your point. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not arguing your point that they've taken it over. It annoys me that they can, that we allow it.
Yeah, right. But they did.
We allowed it.
You see, like,
it's because we allowed
it. What was that? Eight cops somewhere back east all got their photos taken doing that. They weren't saying okay.
They weren't, but we're allowing this.
Yeah. Well, it's done.
We could have rallied and gotten it back.
I'm not dying.
But we chose not to.
Well, I mean, it's going to go away.
As long as it'll take away the middle finger, because that's the only one I use.
Yeah, that is my most used hand symbol.
Right. I don't say
okay. Oh, but then you'd be upset if they took that one.
Well, they're not going to take it away.
And do they, yeah, but who thought they'd take okay?
Yeah, out of everything.
But it's like you when you
but
hear
I never
somebody
did the okay signal.
It's like when you hear somebody bring up the fact that the swastika was something before the Nazis grabbed it.
Right.
Well, okay.
Shut up.
But nobody's going to go say, "Well, we're taking that one back." No, yeah, they've got it.
They got it.
Yeah, it's theirs.
Yeah, this is the peaceful swastika.
Right.
Like, yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. Well, that one's kind of been ingrained for 70 years.
But you'll hear that. You'll hear that. You know, the actual swastika was. Shut up.
Yeah, some places still use it because they used it before then.
What about Hawaiian shirts? Are those done or is that Bugaloo now?
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought. Yeah, I didn't.
Are we giving them Hawaiian shirts?
No, we're not because I didn't even know that. I did not know that.
Oh, just because you don't know it doesn't mean it's not happening.
I see Hawaiian shirts everywhere. I don't think of a.
They're all in Bugaloo. Yeah.
No, they're not.
Apparently.
They're on the beach.
That's what we're hearing.
They're at the beach.
Are they okay? And would you like to express that with a hand signal?
Right.
See, I didn't even know that.
You're yeah, okay. That's a thing.
Yeah, but I still see Hawaiian shirts at the beach, and I got no problem with that.
You don't know. Yeah.
No, they're not taking that over.
You don't know. Oh, Andy just Reed because you're not aware of it?
Yeah, it is because I'm not aware
of it. No, I saw over the weekend they're taking it back. A bunch of the ski patrol, because it was nice out when we were skiing this weekend, we're wearing Hawaiian shirts.
No. So they're not part of the white supremacists?
Now, the white supremacists can have the khaki pants and the golf shirts, because that's the worst look ever anyway. You can have that. Before white supremacy took the
look,
if you ever saw me in khaki pants and a golf shirt, I've never worn that ever in my life. If you ever saw me, though, just punch me in the head. But now they can have that. Because that's the worst look.
To the best of my knowledge,
white supremacists. Guys walking in their business today just dressed just like that.
The white supremacists do not ski. Yeah. It's just not white enough.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's pretty white.
Snow.
Yeah. You think they'd love it.
Yeah, but all those colors that the skiers wear, it's a little too rainbowish for me.
Oh, yeah.
For me. Yeah.
Well, that's all time that
there's not a bunch of ski hills in Alabama either, Todd. That's one of the reasons.
But I am seeing more and more people of color on the ski slopes lately. Yeah. That was pretty much exclusively white for a long time.
Yeah,
but I don't go to the big resorts.
Wonder if white supremacists are skiing, that's all time they're missing out, that they could be promoting the master race.
Once again, the white supremacists in general, not that they don't live up north, live in the south, and skiing is not huge in Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, there's
not
white
snow
supremacists
skiing.
Distributed
yeah, not snow skiing.
All around water the country.
There's water skiing white supremacists out there for sure.
I was thinking about the double handy.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking too.
Who doesn't?
I can't think of skiing except for that, right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Love this guy. He's going to be on Grey's Anatomy tomorrow night. He's all over. I didn't know he had, I mean, I know he's everywhere. We talked to him all the time. He had 600 film and TV credits in 40 years. One of our favorite guests, Eric Roberts.
Are you just talking about me behind my back, you guys?
I am, yeah. Yes. Yeah, man. Hey.
It's been a while.
Good morning. How are we, Todd? How are we?
Dude, we're really good, man. Is it
Todd and Tyler?
That's it.
Correct.
You got it.
We're both here today.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, besides the Grey's Anatomy tomorrow night, because obviously that's pretty cool. It's still a great big show. Are you coming back again as the crazy doctor on Lifetime?
We just aired part five of that series.
Part five, that's right.
And it apparently lit the world on like fire with the ratings, so we're probably doing part six.
All right, because
this doctor just keeps going after the young girls.
Now, we've talked about that. I'll get to some other stuff quickly, but I want to ask you real quickly because I love that character. Yeah. My wife and I watch those movies because I watch them because of you, because I think you're great in those. But
when they called
you and said, "Hey, listen, you're going to be a creepy doctor that likes teenage girls," and you say, "Because we think you look like that guy," is that how you took it?
Well, you know what happened was the first script was a real psychological study in this kind of character.
It was.
This kind of personality, right. You know. It was really cool. The only thing I didn't like about it was the title, Stalked by My Doctor. I thought they got to change the title.
Right.
But, and I actually asked them to, "Will you change the title? It is so hokey." And they said, "It is hokey, but it will get attention."
Yeah.
And it has. I mean, it's a huge hit for the network in that we just did in part five. And, you know, it went through the roof. So we'll definitely do, you know, part six eventually.
What they should have done is
just fun to do.
They should have done a crossover, and you should be that character on Grey's Anatomy.
That would be weird, man. Oh, you know, speaking of Grey's Anatomy, I got to tell you guys, yeah. And Debbie Allen was my boss on that. She was my director. Mm-hmm. What a great lady, man. What a cool person to work for. I had so much fun with her. And also, she was very good to me. Let me give you a little inside scoop. So I get that script, I get that offer, and I learn my part, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go away and I'm making two more movies. Mm-hmm. I come back, but I know my lines. Mm-hmm. But I get rewrites. But I get rewrites on this huge monologue I have on Grey's Anatomy, and I only look at it on the morning that I go to work on it.
Whoa.
So in Debbie Allen, actually, I get there and all kinds of trouble with the first monologue. Debbie Allen took care of me. She just took care of me like I was her kid, and I will love her for that forever. And this kid Jesse Williams, who plays my son.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, he's a real actor, dude.
Have you
he's
ever?
Really
have
cool.
Have you ever? In all the years, obviously, you have no problem memorizing lines, but have you ever had somebody hold a note up behind somebody's head to do a line in a scene?
Oh, I've used full on cue cards, you know, maybe 30 times out of my 700 movies.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right, and
because back in the old days, you'd get an offer in like January to start a movie in September.
Okay.
So of course, you know, you knew your whole script, you know, backwards and forwards. But nowadays, you get an offer on like Friday to go to work on Sunday morning.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes you say, "Guys, I was looking at this material. I'm going to need cue cards." And they'll say, "Okay," because they understand, because everybody asks for them now when it's an overnight offer, you know.
Eric Roberts with us. You're also available in Cameo, and you will you'll tell people. I bet you probably get a lot of people wanting you on Cameo, right?
Cameo is so cool
because,
you know, it's a way to really have a relationship with the fans,
right?
Because they ask you for very specific things for very specific reasons,
mm-hmm.
and it's really fun, dude.
You ever get any weird requests on Cameo that you can't do or don't want to do?
No, you know, I get a lot of, you know, requests for flesh.
Okay.
So, you know, that's weird sometimes because I do my cameos with my wife. So it's like very funny to us. But no, we get every request you can think of, from Breathing Heavy to Star Spangled Banner. We get every request you can possibly think of.
Dress up like Dr. Beck and creep out my daughter, that kind of stuff.
It's much fun, dude.
Let me ask you, how much do you charge?
What's your Cameo price?
I don't even know what they charge. I'll have to ask them. I never ask.
All right. And you just get a... You guys,
hey, Eliza, what is Cameo charge? They're asking.
What is Cameo charge?
They're asking.
Oh, Oh, it's every single person on there charges something different, and we don't even know what you charge. They have to ask
Oh, we don't know what you charge.
You just don't know. Even know what I charge. Listen, I don't even know what I charge.
So you don't even know if you're getting
With
your fair share.
All of the kindness of my heart.
Just shows up in your bank account. You don't care. You're having fun. That's cool.
Yeah, but he should be getting his cut. Right. He doesn't know if he's getting his cut.
$90. That's pretty good. That's a good chunk, though. Good for you, man.
$90.
$90.
I wonder how much of that I get, I wonder.
You should look into that.
Well, it sounds like obviously you don't need the bucks, so this is kind of nice to help out your fans, because I'm guessing a lot of people know exactly.
You know, my wife is so fan conscious that we answer every fan letter I get, and some weeks I'm very busy. Some weeks I get several hundred letters and requests for pictures, all depending on what's airing and stuff. And my wife actually makes me sit down with our assistant and do every single fan request.
Yeah, that's really cool. Good for your wife to make you do that. Hey,
that's the wife, dude, because if it weren't for the wife, I wouldn't be doing it. Sorry, fans.
Unless they give you $90.
But, the wife's the boss, and she says, you're doing this. I'm like, okay, don't yell,
You've been in like a ton of Eric Roberts with us, a ton of stuff.
First, I want to ask you, because we haven't talked to you in a long, long time, and we should do this more often, but how did you spend your pandemic? Did you have to suspend any projects?
Well, I kind of kept working. I mean, it became a world of being masked and 12 feet apart all day, every day, with every relationship I have, except the wife.
Yeah.
And it's like dicey. You're out there, and it's a real pandemic. 500,000 people have died in America alone. It's a real deal. Yeah. It's not a game.
No, it's not.
And when you take it that seriously, You're gonna take care of yourself, and you're not gonna be silly like all those spring breakers. My God, what are you kids doing? It's so silly.
They were doing kids things.
Because it does kill people. We have to be smart.
Are you you fully vaccinated yet, Eric? You got your vaccine, everything?
I am indeed.
So,
I am indeed.
So
are the wife and I both are completely vaccinated. But you still got to wear your mask.
I know.
You got to be polite. It's only common courtesy now.
Yeah, it is. Tomorrow night on Grey's Anatomy, you can catch Eric Roberts. Also, Cameo. Real quickly, plug your. Is it your stepson, the guitar player, or is it your nephew?
Keaton Simons, dude. He's it. He's on tour right now with Brett Young. He's Brett Young's only guitar player.
Yeah, he's amazing.
So with his own touring and with Brett's touring and starting back up very safely, but slowly they're starting it back up. Plus, Keaton's actually doing a bunch of acting these days.
Oh yeah,
it blew my mind.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's like a good actor, and which is kind of mind blowing, because he's a great guitar player. Oh my God, he's like maybe it. He opened for Eric Clapton. I mean, he's a real guitar player.
Yeah, that's not sure.
Yeah, I know. He's a killer, man.
$90 And, $90 for Cameo.
You can find your Keaton or Liza or me on cameo.com. We're there.
All right, Eric. Have a good time.
What are you asking?
Nice talking to you, man. Thanks a lot, and
thank
good luck.
You guys.
Talk
you
soon.
Too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Peace out.
Yeah, I wouldn't answer.
Peace out.
Hundreds of fan mail.
Yeah, and for perspective, $90 on Cameo is way to the low end.
Is it really?
There are a lot of people I would consider way less famous than Eric Roberts to charge a lot more.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that it's the YouTube stars, things like that. But isn't there a bunch of people in there for $5, $10, $20?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Put their names on.
It goes all the way down. But I mean, for under $100, I mean, there are a lot of people that are way less famous than him.
Well, also, it sounded like. Legitimately, he didn't know. You could tell. And his wife didn't know either.
Yeah.
Because the bottom line is that's just a supplemental thing that shows up that pays the light bill, basically.
Wouldn't you be curious?
I would be. But you know what? When you have other checks coming in that probably pay more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we would all be curious. We'd know exactly how much.
No, I'm familiar.
I did four last week. Where's my $40?
With guys who don't keep track of their money.
That's Todd. That's good. But your wife does, right? She would know if you're on Cameo.
Oh, probably, yeah.
All right.
He must not have ever received a disappointing check from them.
No. No.
As if the checks would show up and they're decent.
Well, I read the Cameo guy was on CBS Sunday Morning or something like that. We saw the dude that runs that business.
Right.
They take, is it 10 or 20%?
I forget the number.
I think it's 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So he's clearing $72 per.
Yeah.
It sounds like his wife manages the finances there.
But if you do a bunch a day, that's $70 a clip.
Oh, when I was digging around yesterday, I learned that his wife was in Animal House.
Really? Who is she in Animal House?
Okay, they're in the club with Otis Day and the Knights.
Yep.
And Pinto is about to hit on this chick. Yep. And he says, what are you majoring in?
That's
and
his wife?
She says, primitive cultures.
That's his wife?
That's Eliza Roberts.
Man, that is cool. That is cool. Yeah, they go, Papa, Mama. Yeah, that's
Otis,
a real
my
race.
Man.
That's a real racist scene.
Kind of is.